Okay.
6 years. 6 years you bleed me. 6 years for a couple of pieces of paper. 6 years you cover me like I'm dummy.
You're gonna have the papers.
You got the papers, Sergeant?
Yes. I... Rusty, give him the paper. You tricked me.
Squealers don't get tricked, you silly thing. They get paid back.
We pay you back now, Archie. For 6 years you talk for me. Now you take a nice long rest. No more talk. You be dummy now.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna fix it so you don't talk no more.
No, Paul!
Trying to pay me off, too, huh? Come on, Paul, no time.
Come on, yes. Come on. Ness. Oh, Mr. Ness. Chance. You and I wind up at the same place. We have a date. Okay?
Okay.
Is my lipstick still on?
Still on.
October 24th, 1931, brought a double victory for Ness. He heard Judge James H. Wilkerson fine Al Capone $50,000 and sentence him to 11 years in the federal penitentiary. And later was assured by the Assistant Federal District Attorney's Office that Charles Pops Felcher would be deported on the evidence of the papers found on his person. But what would have satisfied Rusty Heller the most was the arrest of Felcher's American wife. The charge? Possession of stolen goods. The goods? A $25,000 Russian sable coat.